We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and I'm really excited about this guest. An inspiring story. Carlin Maddox is going to talk to us about Alzheimer's and some of the story. How are you today, sir? Thanks for stopping by.
I'm sorry?
Thanks for stopping by. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing fine. Thank you. I misunderstood you.
Okay, no worries. Let's talk about the backstory on yourself, first of all, you and your wife, Martha.
Yeah, Neil. My wife was heavy into politics. We live in St. Petersburg, Florida, and she was heavy into politics and civic affairs, high energy person. I had an entrepreneurial business magazine in this market, and so that consumed a lot of my energy as well. It was in September of 1997, when Martha was 50 years old, that she was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's.
Awesome.
And that's a young age. I was 52, and our three children were still in high school and college.
Oh my God.
And I don't think I had even heard of Alzheimer's at that stage. If I had, I hadn't paid any attention to it. When we got the diagnosis, our world didn't turn upside down. It just imploded before us. I mean, we were just completely lost. We felt like we'd been thrown out of a plane 10,000 feet up and just had nothing to hold on to but ourselves. So it's obviously a very, very disturbing kind of event in our lives, most disturbing event we've ever had, I ever hope to have. And one of the things a lot of people have asked me, said, well, did you see any signs of this before you got the diagnosis? And Martha, I thought about it, and a year before the diagnosis, she was running for an open seat in the Florida State Legislature. She had been on the St. Petersburg City Council back in the 1980s. And she was making a presentation to a group called the Tiger Bay Club, Suncoast Tiger Bay Club. That was the most important event that she was attending. She, along with three other candidates. And I'd seen Martha in these kinds of events before, and she handled them very calmly, coolly, being able to answer the questions and the like. And this day, she had to ask for every question to be repeated. This was about a year before her diagnosis.
How old was she?
50.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How many people were out there that are diagnosed that young with Alzheimer's?
The Alzheimer's Association indicates about 6 million in the U.S.
Oh, my God.
They think there are probably a lot more, but they haven't been diagnosed. And when you start counting the caregivers who are taking care of their loved ones, unpaid caregivers, another 11 million people are being affected by this. And
oh my God. So this is just such a terrible thing. And at that age, how is she doing now if she's diagnosed with 50?
This went on. We lived with this for 17 years. Martha died in 2014.
Oh, my God.
Her last 6 years were in a nursing home. And at that point, she was not able to walk, not able to talk, able to take care of herself, and just had to have just 24/7 care.
I'm so sorry to hear that. So what is your ultimate goal of going out and doing this and talking about your wife and what's happened?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people who I'm finding a lot of people either directly or indirectly are being affected here. And it's, well, cancer is obviously a tragic kind of disease. But this is this disease so far is one that they have not found any cure for, any kind of way to get back to where they were. They may be able to delay the symptoms, but have not been able to find a cure for it.
Oh.
And it's a very tough situation for a lot of people.
And I never knew that young and those signs we have to look out for. And, they don't talk about it. You think of someone that is 65, 70 or older to do this. And man, what you went through, and you're a caregiver, as I'm sure you've been on my client's show, Caregiver Dave Nassani's caregiving show. I'm sure you've been a guest on his. If you've not, I definitely will connect you. He's a good friend of mine and he's my client. And his whole thing is caregiving. But what you did as a caregiver, you should be commended, and to educate people like you are is fantastic. Where is the best place people can find info on you?
Well, I was fortunate to be able to ultimately hire some caregivers to come in during the day while I was continuing to run my magazine. Then I would be Martha's caregiver the rest of the night and into the morning.
Oh my God, no, I was definitely asking you that. I said, where can people check you out? Where's the information that you can get on what you're doing, Carl?
Well, there are a lot of good caregiver guidebooks that you can go like to Amazon.
Okay.
But also the Alzheimer's Association.
Okay.
They are doing a much better job today of providing information as well as providing support groups in many communities. When Martha was diagnosed, I couldn't find a support group.
Do you have a website that people can find information on you as well, Carl?
Say again?
Do you have a website?
Yeah, I've been posting a blog since 2015. And so you go to carlenmaddox@maddox.com, CARLEN at Carlen Maddox, MADDUX. A lot of people misspell my name, so I'm spelling it for you. And you go to my blog, and it goes back to 2015. And I share our experiences. I've interviewed a number of people who are going through the same thing. And just I've interviewed several neurologists in terms of their take on this and how they deal with it. And that's one source that you can get to.
All right.
I've written a book about this that I call A Path Revealed, How Hope, Love, and Joy Found Us Deep in a Maze, called Alzheimer's. It can be found on Amazon.
Great.
I go through our experience. It's not a guidebook. It just shares our odyssey that we went through, and the volatility of what we had to go through, and some of the tough things and some of the good things. You see this picture behind me, Neil. The 2 years into Martha's diagnosis, after her diagnosis, our sister-in-law invited Martha to join her in a watercolor painting class, and she never had done that before. Had never done it. She had always been an outdoors girl, tennis and whatever, jogging and the like. But she really got into it, and this is one of her paintings. There's another painting that I call her self-portrait that is my favorite. That really restored her confidence.
That's a great
restored my confidence, and just that was really important to find that kind of an outlet.
Well, you're doing such tremendous work, sir, and I appreciate you coming back home.
Okay.
You're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.